Blog Talk Radio.
For the great, wonderful, and mighty things he is doing. Hallelujah. We praise God on today. We praise God for you on today. And we give him praise and adoration because there's none like him. He sits high on a throne, and we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost, and we thank God for one another. We are the body of Christ, and the Bible says we cannot say to each other, we have no need of you, but we need one another. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hezekiah made that song, I pray for you, you pray for me. I love you, I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you, I need you to survive. So I thank God, iron sharpens iron, the Bible says, and we thank God for the saints of the living God on today. We continue to pray for a new creation church. We continue to pray for you and your family. And we thank God, as you have called in tonight, that God is still answering prayers. He is still performing miracles. God is still in the blessing business. And we thank God. I tell people often, if he don't do another thing, hallelujah, God has done so much. Even alone in the gift of salvation, that's enough to praise him all the days of our life. So we thank God for Jesus on tonight. And that's the name that we're going to pray in. That's the name that has power and authority. That's the name we preached on Sunday, Acts chapter 3. They said, don't look at us as if this miracle happened through us or by us,
yes,
through our holiness or our own power.
Yes.
But they said it is our faith in the name. Our faith in the name of Jesus. So we thank God, as they did 2,000 years ago, they used that name, and we're using that name, and we're getting results as well. So we thank God for you on tonight. Isaiah, the 59th chapter, Isaiah chapter number 59, the Old Testament prophet. I thank God for the book of Isaiah, Pastor.
Yes.
It talks
yes.
about the coming of our Messiah. It talks
yes.
about, hallelujah, beauty for ashes. There's so much in the book of Isaiah. It says if we obey and be willing, we will eat the good of the land. Though our sins be red as crimson, they'll be made white as snow. So I thank God that God spoke to and through the prophet Isaiah. And in the 59th chapter, starting at the 19th verse, Isaiah 59, starting at verse number 19, and it says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, help us God. It says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Verse 21, the last verse in Isaiah 59, it says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Wow.
Yeah.
He says, I make a covenant in verse 21. This is my covenant. God is a promise keeper. God is a promise keeper. Keeping
yes,
God.
Yes.
He is not like man.
Yes.
That's why God is not a man that he can lie. But God says through a covenant with us, his spirit and his word will be on us and in our mouth. And it won't depart out of our mouth.
My God.
And not only that, it's going to go from our generation to our children. Oh, glory be to God. I'm thinking about the Ten Commandments. He said, for those who love me to the third and fourth generation, through their lineage, I'm going to send down blessings. So our great-great-great-grandchildren are going to experience blessings because we are in covenant and relationship with God. That's something to praise God about.
Jesus.
And he says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. This is why we got to pray for our children. We have four children. We have four grandchildren.
Yes.
And we lift them up regularly to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you right now for Kayla and Hakita and Justin and Marcus, Niella, Nairobi, Joshua, and Sudani. Those are our four seeds and seed seeds.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank God that God is going to do what we can't do.
Yes, God.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Every parent, every grandparent on the prayer line, God has your children covered. We're going to pray. We're going to cover them with prayer.
God.
But God can do, because he has already made a covenant. When the enemy comes in like a flood, that means he's trying to, glory be to God, he's trying to deceive our children. He's trying to trap them. He's trying to deceive you and me. He's trying to get us back into his camp. But whom God has set free is free indeed.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And Pastor, I love verse 20. It says, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion and unto them that turn from transgression.
Wow.
My God.
Wow.
We live in a world where we're tempted and faced on every side with a choice. But God says, even in today's world, I have given you the victory. I have given you, glory. This thing is in my spirit because God has given me a word for even this Sunday. But God says, you already have everything that you need. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
So when we pray and pray for our children, when an enemy comes in like a flood, I was talking to somebody today, and he said, Pastor, everybody going through something. But even in that, Pastor, we got to watch our words.
I was
talking to an apostle today, and I started to recite some of the things that I saw on the medical information that they've given me. And God said, even in that, watch your word.
Watch your word. Watch.
Don't even repeat what you're seeing and reading, because I'm at work.
My God, my God.
Father, I thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
I thank you tonight for every listener.
Thank you.
I thank you in the name of Jesus, that out of the abundance and out of the overflow of the heart, the word says the mouth speaks.
Yes.
Life and death is in the power of our tongue.
Yes, Lord.
And right now we speak life.
Thank you,
to every listener.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Speak breakthrough. Right. We speak restoration. We speak recovery. We speak renewal. We speak right now with the authority of God that he has invested in us. Ashata akabo okata. Kele eshebe. Oh, glory to your name. You're a miracle-working God, and we trust you. We rely on you. We depend on you. Nobody woke us up to enjoy today but you. I thank you, Jesus, even as I'm going into my 52nd birthday on tomorrow. God is good. Yes, he is. And I thank God that I had a praying mother. I had a mother that covered her children in prayer, and I'm still here to praise God, because my mother prayed for me when I did not have a relationship with Jesus. And until I got and gave my life to Christ, she covered her son. And I thank God, as we cover you with the blood of Jesus, as we pray for you and your marriage, and your posterity and your prosperity and your blessing and your ministry and the call of God that he has placed on your life. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not even entered into the heart of man what God has for those who love him. The promised land. We pray right now for God to, he brought us out. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. So he can bring us in. I preached that message years ago. He brought you out so he can bring you in. Y'all know Egypt had the people of God in slavery and bondage for 400 years. And they cried out to God. They prayed to God. They asked God to free them. And he took them out of the land of bondage and had a land flowing with milk and honey for them to go into. And God answered their prayers and took them out of bondage. And right now, I pray for God to break every curse, break every chain, break every bondage, break every familiar spirit, break every stronghold, break every demonic force that may be harassing you in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. We give you praise on tonight. We give your name reverence on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray for supernatural ability for my brother and sister in Christ to pursue, to go after their dreams, to go after their mission, to go after their assignment with all due diligence. In the name of Jesus, we shall look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help do come from the Lord. So no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. We pray for New Creation Church. We pray even as the young people prepare for their youth service, even as the summer begins to wind down. And I pray for my daughter, even going to be a senior, her last year of high school. I pray that she excel academically, that she find new friends and enjoy this last year, that it be fulfilling to her personally and rewarding in the name of Jesus, and she get into the college of her choice. Glory be to God. So, Lord, I thank you. Kayla Joy Simmons, touch her, bless her, cover her, keep her in the name of Jesus. I pray for Justin, that you would touch him, that you would keep him, that you would cover him, that you would, Father God, in the name of Jesus, speak to his mind and his heart and his spirit to draw him in to relationship with you, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Ghost. We pray for Marcus, Lord. Thank you for opening the door that no man can shut with gainful employment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for his youth, and thank you for the miracle that he experienced. Glory be to God. Thank you for opening the door for Hakita, for residency and a place of shelter. In the name of Jesus, continue to pour out your blessing that we won't have room to receive it. Open up the windows of heaven and give us new opportunities. The word says your mercy are new every morning. Your grace, the Apostle Paul wrote, is sufficient in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray for the person that don't feel qualified. I pray for the person that feel inadequate. I pray for the person that don't feel that, Lord, they are prepared. With God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still in my spirit. Can't
Hallelujah.
You tell?
Hallelujah.
I preach that on Sunday.
Hallelujah.
All things are possible.
Yes, God.
And I'm saying that to the prayer line
yes,
tonight.
God. Thank you.
All Jesus. Things are possible. Mark 9:23 says, if you believe.
Yes.
Matthew says, all things are possible with God.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we thank you for the impossible becoming possible.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you, God, tonight. For the invisible
yes.
become invisible.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You in the name of Jesus for the improbable
yes,
to become
God.
Probable.
Thank
Glory
you,
be
Jesus.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Philippians say, all. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God says my word will remain forever. So we thank you, Lord, that the people of God will study to show themselves approved.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord,
thank
that faith coming by hearing.
Yes,
and
God.
Hearing through the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for a heightened increase of church attendance. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the backslider to be restored to the Lord and Savior and be in right relationship. You are married to the backslider.
My God.
In the name of Jesus.
My God.
We thank
Hallelujah.
Your glory
thank
that
you,
your
Jesus.
Grace and your goodness
yes,
and your favor
yes,
will
Lord.
Find us. Even when we want to walk away, even when we stray, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The psalmist said, it was good that I was afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But right now, God, in the middle of it,
yes.
we're going to praise you.
Thank
in
you.
The middle of it,
thank
we're going to trust you. In the middle of it, we're going to stay with faith and not with fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. So I pray for every marriage, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness or in health, in death, until death do us part. I thank you, Lord, for the covenant of marriage. I thank you, in the name of Jesus, for life, and life more abundantly. You
yes,
said you breathe into man
yes,
as you formed him from the dust of the earth, and man became a living vessel. And we thank you for life. You came that we might have life
yes.
and have it to the fullest. My wife always say the Zoe life, the
yes.
Greek, the abundant, overflowing, happy, joy-filled, fulfilling life. Christians are not supposed to be walking around miserable. We're not supposed to be depressed. We're not supposed to be down in the gutter. Yes, life is hard, but we serve a God that's bigger than life. We serve a God that's bigger than our problems. We serve a God that is able to do the impossible. So, Lord, I thank you for New Creation Church. Bless us, God. Send in the harvest. Send in, God, the laborers. Send in the members in the congregation and the parishioners and the members. Send in all the provision through money and resources that we need to sustain us. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. My wife and I, we put our hands to the plow, and we're not looking back. You said those who put their hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom. Lord, we want to stay fit for the kingdom. We want to stay ready for the kingdom. It doesn't matter what we see. It is all about what you said. Oh, hallelujah. I'm about to preach, but I'm praying.
Hey,
oh, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
We pray right now, God, for you to come in. My wife preached intervention last week, or a couple of weeks ago. Intervene, God. Intercede.
Yes, God.
That's what we're doing tonight. We're intercessors.
Yes.
We want God to intercede.
Thank you.
And I'm a big football fan. Interference, pass interference is when someone interferes with the pass play.
Yes.
But we want God to interfere with our affairs. We want God to get into our business. We want God to intervene. We want God to come in. Because the word that I read tonight says the enemy is going to come in like a flood. But when you go through the flood, you won't drown. When you go through the fire, you won't get burnt and consumed. So as my wife continued to pray, as we open up the prayer line and the praise line, we believe by faith with you, and we trust God for you. Keep the faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Press under pressure in the name of Jesus.
Glory, Jesus.
We cover this prayer line
with
the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We cover this prayer line
with
the anointing of Almighty God. We cover this prayer line in the name of Jesus. And we cover it, Lord. And we say, have your way in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your presence on this prayer line. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to have your way, Father God. Have your way on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give ourselves away to you, oh God. Thank you for the word that has gone forth, oh God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are there for us, Father God, never leaving us, never forsaking us, oh God. That, Lord, you are interceding and intervening on our behalf, oh God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, as of the prophet Isaiah prophesied about the coming Christ, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you came with healing in your wings, oh God.
Jesus.
Lord, so right now, Father God, we pray for every person under the sound of my voice, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for touching each and every person that's standing in the need of prayer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing, God. We thank you for deliverance, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for peace. We thank you for joy, oh God. Somebody has lost their joy, oh God, and we speak joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength over this prayer line on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are a right on time God. And we ask, Father God, that you will go, Father God, to every home, oh God. Visit every home, oh God. Lay your hands on every individual, oh God. Every person that's listening to this prayer right now, God, whether they're listening live or whether they're listening through the archives, whether they're listening, Father God, through the phone lines or whether they're listening through their computer, I ask, Father God, that you will touch each and every person, that you will give them a supernatural touch, oh God, a divine impartation, God. Lord, if they need healing, give them healing. If they need strength, give them strength. If they need encouragement, Lord, encourage them on tonight. If they need joy, give them joy, God. If they need peace, give them peace. If they need hope, Father God, give them a new hope, oh God. Renew and restore their hope, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If they need power, Lord, we impart power through this prayer line on tonight, God. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against each and every person can prosper. Each and every person under the sound of my voice, God says that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. God says that there is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. God says they'll come at you one way, that they will flee and scatter in many different ways.
Jesus.
God says your enemy will be scared off because of the anointing that he has placed upon your life. God is saying this is a new season. You're entering into a new season with him. God is saying even as the pastor, the prophet, even as pastor has already prophesied, God is saying that you're in a season of breakthrough.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
This is your season of breakthrough. And everything that's been trying to hold you back, God is saying that there's a supernatural release that's about to take place on your behalf. Heaven has to let go of your stuff. Hell has to let go of your stuff.
Jesus.
God says everything that he has for you is being released to you in this season. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Yes.
The Lord says, I am blessing you in this season because of your faithfulness, because of your diligence, because you refuse to quit, because you continue to praise me. Hallelujah. Because you refuse to give up. Hallelujah, because you would not compromise. God is saying, I'm speaking to a select few. I'm speaking to the elect on tonight. Hallelujah. You know who you are. You've been waiting for a turnaround. You've been waiting for your breakthrough. You've been waiting, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the blessings to hit your house. And God is saying, tonight I'm sending angels to your address in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the prophetic proclamation on tonight. Lord, we receive your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for rebuking and devour. For our sake, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for getting rid of the pestilence, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we, Father God, have the power to cancel out every negative word that's been spoken against us. So right now, Lord, I break every word curse that's been spoken against your people, God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that great is the peace of our children.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for blessing every household.
Every household.
Lord, thank you for sending income. Thank you for sending money.
Jesus.
To every household, to pay every bill. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we demolish lack and poverty and debt on tonight. In the name of Jesus, and we speak
increase
over every home, over every individual, over every career, over every business venture. We speak increase over every person's bank account, over every person's wallet on tonight, over every person's pocketbook. We speak increase in the name of Jesus. Tuition will be paid. Bills will be paid. Utility bills will be paid. Car notes will be paid in full. Mortgages will be paid in full. In the name of Jesus. Medical bills will be paid in full. In the name of Jesus. Credit card debt, Lord, cancel it out. Give it a zero balance. Somebody needs a miracle tonight. Lord, we ask that you release a miracle on this prayer line tonight. Somebody's believing for a miracle in their body, a miracle in their body, a miracle in their body, a miracle in their body. Release a miracle, miraculous healing. Oh, I got stuck right there. Somebody's getting a miracle,
tonight.
Miraculous healing in your body. Tonight, we bind up the spirit of insomnia. We bind up the spirit of worry and doubt.
Yeah.
We bind up the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. And we loose God's power. We loose God's healing.
Jesus.
We loose God's peace. We loose God's rest. Oh, rest, 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 rest. We loose God's rest over your life tonight in the name of Jesus. And we declare sweet slumber over every life in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Let your will be done. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you in advance, even as we go forward with this prayer line. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for Sister Miriam and her family. God bless her son. We ask that you touch her son tonight. Even, Father God, as he's in mourning, God, we thank you, Lord, for comforting him and that family, God, of his, Father God, dear friend on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for wrapping your arms around him, oh God, wrapping your arms around the family of that lost one, God, beginning to minister hope and healing, God, minister encouragement on tonight, God. Lord, we know the pain of losing someone that we love, and we ask, Father God, that you will touch Miriam's son tonight, God. Touch her family tonight, God. Touch our dear sister Miriam tonight. Give her the wherewithal with which to minister to her son, God. Hallelujah. Let her be the light that shines, oh God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Even in the darkness of grievances, even in the darkness of grieving, oh God, let her light shine, God. Lord, we ask that you will get the glory in that family during this time. Touch
glory.
That family, heal that family, encourage that family, minister to that family, God. Love on that family, God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we consider it done. So even as we go forth on this prayer line, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you in advance for answered prayer.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. God is an awesome God. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air. We thank God for every caller. We will get to every caller in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God, and we love him on tonight. We thank God for you. We're going to take our first caller tonight. Glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost on this line. I feel the presence of the living God on this prayer line on tonight. Hallelujah. Press 1 on your phone. This first caller is coming from the area code of 678. 678. God bless you tonight.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all. Surrendering all. Find me here, Lord, as you draw me near, desperate for you, desperate for you. I surrender. Drench my soul as mercy and grace unfold. I hunger and thirst. I hunger and thirst. With arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now. Speak to me now. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. Like a rushing wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a rushing wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Thank you, Lord. God bless everyone, everyone on this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus, for this week. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon my life. Thank you, Lord, for the rain. Thank you, Lord, for the pain. And thank you, Lord, for the relief of my pain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being here with me and always being with me, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, and thank you for allowing me to express my way by singing. I have so much in my heart that I have to thank God for. And like I said, I always have a constant song in my heart. I wake up with one, and I say all day singing, and even before I go to sleep. So thank you for allowing me to do that on this prayer line, and I hope it blesses someone. I've had some really nice days lately. I'm really looking for some better days, and I just want to thank God for everything He has done for me and everything that He is about to do for me and what He's about to do for everyone on this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. I just want to continue praying for my son and his job, and just a hedge around my family and angels just helping all of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you on tonight. What a song. I'm not familiar with that, but the words were beautiful.
I feel it so much because I surrender myself to God because I know it has to be His way and no other way.
Amen. Amen. And we felt your sincerity even with the lyrics of the song. And I've never heard it, but the melody and the song, and it was just awesome. And I'm sure everybody on the prayer line would agree with me that it just touched us in a special way tonight. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, even for the spirit of song, God. You said come with singing and thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. So we thank you, Lord, that we always can find something to praise you about. We always should find a song in our heart that we should sing,
Lord,
about. So, Lord, I know life is not perfect, and even though she said sometimes it's rain and it's pain, we know, God, hallelujah, that you still even allow us, Lord, through your infinite wisdom, you still allow us to reign
Jesus.
Even in the middle of pain, to praise you.
Yes,
so I
Lord,
thank
you
for the ability, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Ability, Lord, to stir
God,
the heart, like David, to
thank
praise
you.
Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord,
yes,
continue
Lord,
to work on us. Continue to touch Sister Maria and her son.
Thank you.
Continue to work on their
Lord,
family, even their relationship,
hallelujah.
God, one to another. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus.
In the name of
Make
Jesus.
Make every father, oh, glory be to God. Like that Israel song, He makes all things new, and I will follow.
Lord, thank you,
forward.
Jesus.
Oh, that's in my spirit, even as I'm praying.
Lord.
He's going to make all things new. So
I thank you, Lord.
As she transitioned to a new place of living, and Father God, new opportunities. You make all things new, God, in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Thank
you for the
you,
new
Jesus.
Job that you'll give her son.
Thank
you for
Jesus.
The new opportunity. That you'll present to them. Thank you for the newness
even
of their relationship, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Continue to, Father God, fill her with songs and singing.
Yes,
continue to
Lord,
heal her body. Continue to turn every negative situation around.
Yes,
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
The
touch
Jesus.
Of God is on your life. You said it earlier.
You
talked about angels. I know angels are watching over you. I know guardian
Lord,
angels
you.
And a host of angels have been assigned
Lord,
to you and your son. They're covering
you
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Name
the
of
Lord
Jesus.
Continue. Glory be to God.
Thank
to put a
you,
hedge
Jesus.
Around her life. You
yes,
said in
Lord.
Psalm 91, you will satisfy her with long life.
Yes,
you
Lord,
will
thank you.
Not
thank
allow
you,
plagues
Jesus.
And disease and, Father God,
thank
death
you,
to come near her dwelling.
Yes.
A thousand will fall at one, and 10,000 will fall at her right, but it will not come near her dwelling. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, let the Spirit raise up a standard, even concerning Sister Marie, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
So thank you for her family, Carmen
you,
and Miriam and Brother
yes,
Jamal
Lord.
And those who are connected to her, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Even
thank
if
you
don't
you.
Name them, God, continue
yes,
to put
Lord.
Right people in her life in
yes,
the name
Lord,
of
thank
Jesus,
Jesus. In the name of
and
Jesus.
Continue to give her godly wisdom and insight.
Thank you, Lord.
And
yes,
discernment.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes.
I speak that wisdom, discernment, and godly insight,
yes.
even as you move forward concerning your health and your
yes.
provision.
Yes.
God's going to
you,
give you
Jesus.
Wisdom and insight and discernment
thank you,
in
Jesus.
The name
I
of Jesus.
That in Jesus' name.
And we say it's
Jesus
amen.
Name.
And we touch
amen.
And agree. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Would
God bless you both and your family.
Lord. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for your son and your prayers. And I'm just
thank
hearing
you.
three words, or maybe four, but I'm hearing three words. It's all good.
Yes, Lord.
I'm
thank
here.
You,
it's
Jesus. Hallelujah,
good.
Jesus.
It's
hallelujah.
All good.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Romans, he's giving me Romans 8:28.
It's all
and
good.
And we know that in all things, God works together for the good.
Good.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And the call according to his purpose.
Thank
and
you,
God
Jesus.
Is, it's all good. He wants you to
thank
meditate
you.
On those three words. It's all good.
She loves
thank
the Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
He's not going to forsake you. He, as a matter of fact, it's been a while since he surprised you. God has some surprises in store for you that are going
thank
to make
you
rejoice.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
he's
you. Hallelujah.
Praise him because you delight yourself in him. He loves it when you praise him. So God said he's
thank
going to make
you,
you
Jesus.
Laugh.
Thank
and
you.
And he's going to give you even more reason to praise
yes,
him.
Lord.
Said,
yes, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus. I receive
said,
that in Jesus'
God
name.
Said,
hallelujah.
Praising me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so he has
hallelujah.
A surprise in store for you. Get ready. Get ready.
Thank
get
you.
Ready. Get
thank
ready.
You, Jesus.
God's
thank you, Lord.
And it's all good. Amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you
hallelujah.
Both. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
God
Jesus.
Bless.
Thank
God
you, Lord.
Bless you.
Thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus. Thank
my
you.
God. My God. My God.
Thank
God.
You,
that
Lord.
Song,
thank
that song she sang, Bless Me.
Yes.
And it was just beautiful, the lyrics.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote it. I don't know who composed it. But that's my first time hearing it, and it blessed me and the others on the prayer line tonight. We're going to take another caller. If there's another caller tonight, press 1 on your phone. I want to lift up my wife's mother, Mother May Thomas, tonight. Ma, I got your birthday card.
Amen.
I got
amen.
It in the mail today in New Jersey. It came. And happy birthday, son-in-law. And I just thank God for my birthday card tonight. Ma, I love you, and I thank you for blessing me as I celebrate 52 years on tomorrow. Thank you. I pray right now for Mother May Thomas
yes, God.
That you'll continue to bless her.
Thank
even as she's
you,
always
Jesus.
Thinking of others, she's
hallelujah.
Always blessing others in the name of Jesus.
Thank
now
you,
we're praying for divine healing in the name of Jesus. No sickness, no disease, no infirmity. We bind up anything, Lord, that the enemy may be trying to do. And Father God, give her in the name of Jesus uncompromising faith. Give her the strength to believe you, God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for her. We are praying, Lord, that you would bless her, that you would heal her, that you would show her signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord,
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, touch my mother, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, in the name of Jesus. Give her joy, overwhelming joy.
Yes,
give her, Lord, a praise, an unstoppable
Jesus.
Praise, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you for all of her children. All of her grandchildren, we pray for her siblings, her sister, her sisters and her brother. We thank you, Lord, for everything that she loves and cares about, that you will bless God in the name of Jesus. So meet every need, give her provision, give her protection, give her prosperity in the name of Jesus. And right now, God, we pray.
Yes, God.
We pray right now
yes,
for
God.
Supernatural healing
yes.
in the area of her eyes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord, the eyesight and everything pertaining, Lord, to her eyesight. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that it's going to work together for her good. You have already healed her, and we're walking by faith. According to 2 Peter, by the stripes of Jesus, her eyes are already healed in the name of Jesus. So we give my mother to you. We say touch her eyes right now in the name of Jesus. Regulate the vision, Lord. Glory be to God. Restore the vision in the name of Jesus. Do a work, Father God, a supernatural, miraculous, spiritual work in the name of Jesus. We even thank you for the wisdom of the doctors. We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of man in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the healing. We thank you, glory be to God, that you would do and you can do what man can't do. Healing belongs to you in the name of Jesus. So we give our mother to you. We lay her on the throne of grace. And we say, Lord, touch her.
We praise
give her
God.
Favor
Hallelujah.
And heal her eyes
yes,
in, Jesus name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And Father
Hallelujah.
God, we praise you for Mother May Thomas, God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for a peace that surpasses all understanding, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That as she puts her trust in you, continues to keep her faith in you, oh God, that you will never leave her or forsake her. Thank you, Lord, for bringing her through every trial, God. We pray, Father God, for each and every one of her children, God. I thank you for my sisters and my brother, oh
Jesus.
God. I thank you, Lord, for my sister Jackie and Jordan, oh God. I thank you for her life. Thank you, Father God, for Sergeant Major Turner, God. Even as you have her over there in the embassy, God, we thank you, Lord, for using her over there for your glory, God. Continue, Father God, to use her. Continue to encourage her. Bring her home safely, oh God. Her and her husband, we thank you, Lord, that you have your hand upon her and Derek's life. I thank you for Gary and Vonda. Thank you for Nay and Mike. Thank you for Barbara. Thank you for Aida and all of my nieces and my nephews, oh God. Thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. Thank you for my mother's grandchildren and her great-grandchildren.
Yes.
Thank you for her sisters, oh God. We thank you for her sisters, Laura and Aunt Josephine. We thank you for Aunt Fanny and Aunt Doshi, oh God.
Lord,
we
deliver.
Thank you, Lord, for your hand upon
yes,
each and every one of her sisters' life. We thank you for her brother, Father God, Breedlove. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for doing a mighty work in this family. Oh God, continue to keep them in the land of the living. Heal them, deliver them, set them free from the hands of the devil. So, Lord, we just thank you for healing. I thank you that everything is well with my mother, oh God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for keeping her. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening her. Thank you, Jesus, for your hand upon her life.
Woo!
So, Lord, we praise you in advance, oh God, even as she's gotten this diagnosis. We thank you, Lord, that the prognosis is good. And as she's coming out healed, oh God, delivered, Father God, with her vision better than it was before.
Yes.
And we believe and we receive. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, right now we lift up Aida to you, God. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, even Father God, dissipating blood clots, oh God. Even as she's been in the hospital this week, oh God, we thank you that by your stripes she is healed, oh God. So, Lord, we pray healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that she, Father God, will be, Father God, able to walk on that leg. We thank you, Lord, that the clot will not travel. We thank you, Lord, that it will not return. Lord, burst it open, Father God. Dissipate it, Father God, without damage to any arteries, without damage to any veins, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing the blood to flow freely through Aida's veins, oh God, and you let it go through her arteries and let it get to her heart, oh God, that everything is well. So we speak supernatural healing over Aida's life right now in the name of Jesus. And we consider it done by the stripes of Christ. She is healed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Again, thank you for the card. You already got the victory concerning your vision. And we just going to touch and agree with you by faith that it's already done. Hallelujah. We lift up on this prayer line. Just press 1 on your phone, and we'll continue to take calls. If there is another caller, if you press 1, we will get to you tonight. I lift up my brother Michael Simmons,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
in the name of
Jesus,
that you would touch his body, that
name.
You would heal him in the name of Jesus. All of my siblings, Darlene and Lewis and Rodney, that you would touch them, even Larry. You would touch them in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, hallelujah. Vonda's mother, Lord, touch her body in the name of Jesus. Turn that situation around in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank
Lord,
you that we bind up sickness and disease.
You,
it doesn't matter how many diagnoses. All we know that you're God and you're God all by yourself. We pray for Sister Rita Leek.
Yes,
we pray for
hallelujah.
Evangelist Rabinia.
Yes,
we pray in the name of Jesus. Kevin Carlo and Vanita. Touch Vanita, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal her heart. Touch her body. Give that young mother, Lord, a healing miracle in the name of Jesus. We lift that young couple up to you. That young engaged couple. That young mother and father. We thank you for the open door that no man can shut. Kevin Carlo Jr., Vanita, Sophia, bless that family in the name of Jesus. Every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, bless them. Glory be to God. Touch every family. Bless the Malloys. Bless the Burgesses. Bless Apostle Matthew Tillery. Heal that leg. Heal that leg as he had the stitches taken out. Allow him to walk and return back to work in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against our apostle will be able to prosper. We thank you, Lord, that you'll restore that leg to full capacity and full ability in the name of Jesus. And we give your name praise. Touch, Sister, Father God. So many people. We just saw another hand, and we're going to take that call in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for every caller
every
tonight
caller.
In the
God.
Name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we're going to put this next caller on the air as we continue to pray and lift up the people of God before a mighty, gracious God. Area code coming from the area code of 973. You're on the air, 973 tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Carmen. I just wanted to call and wish you a very happy birthday tomorrow. May God bless you. Put a shield of protection around you. Bless you many more years, happiness, health, success. And I know you will be cancer-free and a lot of success in your coming surgery, and we need to stay healthy because we all need you, and we all love you, and I appreciate you both because you're a great pastor, a great teacher, and a great person.
Yes, hello?
Hello? Yes. Did you hear
Amen.
Me?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, to God be the glory. We thank God for you tonight, Sister Carmen, and thank you for that birthday wish and the accolades and the compliments. Only by the grace of God, I am who I am, and to God
Amen.
Be the glory for the things that he is doing in my life. And I don't take it for granted to see 52 years on tomorrow. We serve a good God, and I thank God to see another birthday. And even as I go for the surgery at the end of the month, thank you that I already have the healing and the victory by Jesus Christ. So thank you for that in the name of Jesus. I'm blessed because, you said something. I was repeating something that I saw on the literature that they gave me about the time I would spend in the hospital. And you said, no, Pastor, it's going to be less than that. And God already told me that, and you just reminded me that God is doing what man can't do. So I thank God for you tonight, and everybody praise
him. He's an excellent doctor. He's the most excellent doctor, and I know that he's going to be guiding the surgeon's hands, and I know that you're going to be fine in Jesus' name. I know that.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for praying for me.
You have a lot of faith, and you love God, and you trust in God, and you believe in God. So the outcome is going to be phenomenal.
Amen. Well, thank
yes,
you. Thank
I agree.
You.
I concur.
Yes, amen. And I also wanted to tell you that to keep praying for Jackie because yesterday they called from the hospital, you know, concerning her transplant for her pancreas. They called her yesterday and had her put to the hospital. And they said they had a pancreas for her. So she was scheduled for surgery today at 7 o'clock in the morning. So at 5 o'clock in the morning, they came and told her that the surgery was canceled because the pancreas was, it wasn't a good pancreas. It had a lot of fat. So they discharged her. So she was a little disappointed. But she said that she's gonna keep believing in God and that she knows God is going to do something. And she's waiting. She's going to wait. That's the only thing she can do.
Okay, and they canceled the surgery. Why did they cancel it?
Yeah, they canceled this. It was supposed to be at 7 o'clock. They canceled it 2 hours before the surgery because they said the pancreas wasn't good. It had too much fat.
So
okay. They discharged her. You know, they prepped her and everything, and she was nervous, awaiting, and then hours before, you know, then she said, no, it's not good. So they sent her home. But she said that she's not going to lose faith and that she knows God is going to do something in her life and that she will just wait.
And the diagnosis is pancreas cancer?
No, she doesn't have cancer.
Her pancreas, she's diabetic, so her pancreas is not working. So her pancreas can't tell when her sugar goes down and she blacks out and she does that quite often and my son has to run to the hospital with her and they keep her overnight and they let her go. You know, like she can't be left alone because her condition is concerning the diabetes very fatal.
Okay.
Amen. Let us pray for her. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that your divine hand is on Jackie's life. Oh, God, we pray for her right now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for healing diabetes. We thank you, Lord, for healing her pancreas, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are able to do a transplant, Father God, even beyond the hands of a physician. So, Lord, we're believing you, Father God, for brand new organ, brand new pancreas. Lord, we know there's a reason that she did not have that surgery on
Jesus.
Today, God. We know that you are in the middle of all things, and we are believing you, oh, God. So, Lord, she said, this young lady said she's putting her trust in you, God. So we thank you, Lord, for divine supernatural healing. Lord, you said we have not because we ask not. So, Lord, we are asking right now for divine supernatural healing in Jackie's body, Father God, that you will heal the diabetes, that you will heal the pancreas, that you will regulate her sugar, Father God, that you will do a miracle in her body. Lord, we know that you are able. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we pray for this miracle to manifest. We pray, Father God, for the doctors to be bewildered, oh, God, when they see what's going on in her body, when they take the next test, God. Let it be, Father God, a miraculous report. Let the doctors say it is well. So, Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, and in the meantime, we put her in your hands. We thank you, Lord, for keeping her. We thank you, Lord, for encouraging her. We thank you for walking with her and her family, and we thank you for your hand upon their lives. Lord, we just thank you in advance for Jackie. We know you're doing a work in her life. We know that you're at work, and we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
We thank God as you brought that to the prayer line.
Yes.
We believe that she is healed. We
believe
that God
in miracles.
Amen.
She's hallelujah.
Young and she's gonna get the victory. We believe that in Jesus'
amen.
Name. And thank you again for the birthday blessing.
God bless you.
Yes. Enjoy your day tomorrow.
Thank
I
you.
Love
thank
you.
Amen.
Good.
Love you, Sister Carter.
Love you.
God bless. She is a blessing.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. We thank God for everyone tonight. I believe that was our final caller. We lift up, hallelujah, just so many, whether we say the name or don't say the name,
yes.
We know that this prayer line goes beyond the borders of the actual callers. We have archives. We have families. We have friends. We have churches. And we know that God is reaching down from glory, touching lives,
yes.
And changing circumstances in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
The Bible says, pray without ceasing. And we are going to be here every Tuesday night praying without ceasing. We lift up Brother Jamal.
Yes.
Touch that young man. Touch that
yes,
man of God.
God. Thank
continue
you,
to use
Jesus.
Him in a mighty way, God.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever he needs, whatever, Father
yes,
God, he's
thank
lacking,
you,
whatever. Father God, may be deficient. We thank you for adequate,
thank you,
Father
Lord.
God, provision in the name,
in the
of,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Give him a supernatural anointing.
Yes, Lord.
Continue
we
to raise him
God.
Up, regulating
we
his thoughts, God. Continue to build him up through your Holy Spirit. I thank you for the purging and the pruning and the process. We give him to you tonight, his marriage, his family,
yes.
His children,
yes,
his
God.
Grandchildren.
Yes,
we lift
God.
Him up before
have
you, God.
Way, Lord,
and thank
way.
You for him
yes,
being faithful
God.
To the prayer line.
Oh,
touch him, Lord,
God, God, God,
in every way in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Thank you,
mature
Jesus.
Him spiritually.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to
thank
God.
You, Lord.
And
we
give him, Father
God,
God the ability to withstand every demonic warfare attack that may come against his walk with you. I thank you, Lord. For greater worship, greater praise, and greater, Lord, hallelujah, relationship with
you
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You're worthy, God. Have your way, God. Continue to have your way on this prayer line.
Touch every
continue
family.
To touch every family.
Yes.
Touch every household,
every life.
Oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for supernatural release, oh God. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God, following those who believe you, oh God. You said signs and wonders shall follow those who believe, God. So we thank you, Lord, for interceding, God. We thank you, Lord, for showing up. We thank you, Lord, for manifesting yourself to us, oh God, who believe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for those, Father God, who come near and far, Father God, to this prayer line. Continue to give us vision. Continue to give, Father God, us, Father God, hallelujah, the ability to reach into, Father God, circumstances. You said that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. So, Lord, we come not to play, but we come knowing, God, that our prayers are reaching the throne room, oh God. You told us to come boldly to the throne of grace,
yes,
oh
yes.
God, and believing that we will receive those things that we ask for according to your will. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord,
thank
that you allow us to pray according to your will. Continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministry, God. Bless every member. Bless our young people as they prepare for service on
bless
this week,
them.
Oh, God. Bless them, oh, God, as they prepare to come, oh, God. Give them, Father God, Holy Ghost, Father God, anointing, oh, God. We bind up Satan. We come against anything ungodly that will try to present itself, oh, God. We come against any ungodly impartation, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your hands upon these young people, God. Lord, we pray right now for Pastor Anthony, God. We thank you for your hands upon his life.
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another year of life
thank
for him.
You. Thank
we
you.
Thank you, Lord, that he's celebrating, oh, glory, 52 years
Jesus.
Of life, God, in the name
glory.
Of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that he's yet in the land of the living.
Come on.
We thank you, Lord,
still
that
here.
He's only halfway through his
Jesus.
Life, God. We thank you that
thank
in a long life will you satisfy him,
glory.
God. We thank you that no weapon formed against him can prosper, God.
Life.
We thank
you,
Lord, that he's full of stamina and strength, oh God. We thank you for the anointing that's upon his life, God.
Jesus.
We thank you for increased anointing, God.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For working your will in his life, God.
Jesus.
Continue to raise him up, God. Continue to raise up his church, God. Continue to raise up his members. Continue to raise up this prayer line, God. Continue to raise up his marriage. Continue to raise up Pastor Anthony's children, God.
Jesus.
Continue to raise up everything and everybody who's connected to him,
thank
God.
You.
Let us, Father God, give you the glory, God, during this season in our lives. Thank you for the doctor's appointment that he'll go to next week, God.
Jesus.
Thank you that you're already there, God. Thank you, Lord, for the surgeon. Thank you, Lord, for the doctors, Father God, who, Father God, have already ministered healing to
Jesus.
Him, God. Thank you for your angels that encamp around Morristown Medical Center,
yes,
God.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom from on high, God. Thank you for a positive diagnosis and prognosis,
my God.
God. Thank you, Lord, that you already turned that situation around.
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for being Jehovah Shandu.
Thank you.
We thank you for being the Lord of the turnaround. And we pray for healing, not only for Pastor Anthony, but we pray for healing right now for every person who's stricken with illness in their body.
Oh,
glory, hallelujah.
Lord.
Like the woman with
you're
the issue
healed.
Of blood. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that we're able to touch the hem of your garment tonight. We press with our prayer. We press with our praise. We press with our worship to touch the hem of your garment, God. And even later in the book of Matthew, I believe it was, you said that they brought the sick, they brought the lame, they brought those who were afflicted, and every person that touched them was healed.
Yeah.
Every person that he touched was healed.
That's right.
So, Lord, we thank you that Jesus is still Jehovah Rophe, the Lord our healer. So, Lord, we declare healing over Jackie's life. We declare healing over, hallelujah, over Vanita's life.
Yes.
We declare healing over the baby's life. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That couldn't get in the pool. What's her name? Our baby. That from
Brianna.
Baby Brianna's life. We declare healing over Pastor Anthony's life.
Thank you.
We declare healing over every life. Raise your hands right now. God is healing on this prayer line. God is moving. He's healing. If you just receive it on tonight, God is producing miracles. We thank you, Lord, for miraculous healing. We thank you for miracles. We declare healing over Apostle Tillery's life. We declare healing in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Nana Mokosha, over Mother
God.
Mae Thomas's life.
Yes.
We declare healing over my mother's life. We declare healing over Vonda's mother's life.
Jesus.
We declare healing over Breed Love's life. Aunt Lauren, Aunt Josephine, we declare healing right now over Renee Thomas's life. We declare healing over Aida's life. We declare healing waters to be released from this prayer line in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh.
Amen.
Touch.
Strengthen.
God's power is being released through this prayer line.
Yes.
Everybody who needs another touch, just lift your hands. God says, I'm releasing power tonight. I'm releasing dunamis tonight. I am releasing my virtue on tonight for whatever you need. If you just lift your hands. With one hand, hold your phone, touch your computer. Today, whenever you're listening to this prayer, God says, I'm releasing healing.
Jesus.
And I am laying hands on this vessel tonight that God's healing by way of divine impartation will go through your body and touch God's virtue, God's strength, God's encouragement, God's joy, God's peace is being released on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Receive it.
Yes, I receive it.
Oh. Receive it in Jesus' mighty
name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe
Amen.
It and I receive
ha,
it.
Ha.
Therefore,
ha.
Whatsoever things you pray,
ha.
You believe that you receive, you shall have what you ask of
ha.
Him.
Woo.
That back is healed.
Jesus.
That knee is
Woo.
Healed. That foot, if it's your foot, if it's your
Jesus.
Hand, your digestive
Jesus.
System,
Jesus.
Whatever area, your head area, God has already
My
healed
God.
You.
Just shall I receive it.
I receive it.
In the name of
Pastor,
Jesus.
He's a healer. You,
yes.
you, the sickness or something tried to get on you, a bug or something,
yes.
and God restored you
Amen.
In these last 2 days.
Amen.
And we know he's still working on all of us.
Yes.
So we thank God for healing. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you all.
Amen.
Love you guys. Thank you for your birthday wishes and your kind words tonight. Again, tell somebody about this prayer line. Sunday is our youth Sunday. We're going to have a food fellowship. The young people are going to minister to God in their own way. And right after our service, we're going to break bread and have a little fellowship together. So invite somebody to church. Bring somebody to church. If you don't live in this New Jersey area, tell somebody 1482 Maple Avenue, New Creation Church, is having service at 12:30 p.m., and they will be blessed if they press. We thank God. There's a word from the Lord for you, and we know as we approach this new school year and the summer begins to wind down 2 weeks to go, we know that God is going to bless us this Sunday at our service. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we still pray at the altar. So if you want to come to the church and be prayed for in person, come to New Creation Christian Ministries, and we will pray for you at the altar. We still do altar calls, and we still touch and agree at the altar. God bless you. We're celebrating Pastor Anthony's birthday tomorrow. If you want to send him a birthday card, you can send it to Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony Simmons, P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. You can send any correspondence to that P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. You can send any correspondence there, even if you want to send an offering, a love offering, or seed for the ministry that we do. You can feel free to do that as well. So God bless you. Go in peace.
Good
and
night.
Remember to keep believing. We love you. Go in peace and serve our Lord.
I believe.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
About your future.